Not really interested about the record, to be fair, at this moment in time. Feel anger. You know, it's a game we should have won. It's a game we should have controlled. It's a game we should have managed better. They're down to 10 men. Set plays don't come into play when you've got a man down. You know, it's equal numbers, if you like, because the ball's coming in your box and you've got to deal with it. And all we had to do was stop giving silly free kicks away, look after the ball better, and manage the game better. And if we got a second goal, great. If we didn't, we win 1-0.
So how would you best sum up your team's performance this afternoon, Russ?
They've given me everything they've got, which they've done for the previous 19 games, so I'm not going to be too critical of the team, because they've been outstanding for this run. That's why we've equaled the record, because I've got a great group of players in there that are working so hard. I think we're just a little bit naive on managing the game, and we do speak about it a lot, managing periods in the game when you're 1-0 up, 1-0 down against 10 men. And we've just given, you know, too many cheap free kicks away, and it's allowed them to put the ball in the box. It's a great header from Diamond, and then we've not quite had enough quality to get the winning goal.
Overall, was the performance good enough? I know it didn't yield a win for you this afternoon, but what about the actual performance?
I'm not too interested in the performance at the moment, Matt, to be honest. I'm just interested in results. We're into the business part of the season. It'd be great to play pretty football and pass it along the back and get it wide and make 35 passes before we score a goal. It's not about that. I think we showed second half when we got the ball forward a little bit earlier. We got the ball down the side of their centre halves and brought them out of the middle. We created more chances. First half, we were a bit pedestrian, we were a bit laboured with our movement up top and wide areas. But, you know, it's 0-0. You feel like sometimes as though you're 3-0 down. I can't understand the negativity at all. We're 19 games unbeaten now. It's a club record. I think the expectations have gone through the roof. We have to manage that wisely. But the players are focused and ready for Tuesday.
When you talk about managing the expectations then, what would you want the fans to expect at this point?
I think we've just got to manage the expectations. It's a cliche, but it's a fact. You know, we're up at the top end of the division. We're pushing for top three. It's like Paul Cook said the other week, they're in exactly the same position with the expectations. If we don't make top three, we should make top seven. We don't want top seven, we want automatic promotion. But I tell you what, there's a lot of other teams fighting for it as well. You know, you look at the results today again, and people say, oh yeah, we'll turn up, we'll beat Northampton, they're second bottom. Let's have a little look at the Accrington score today, 3-0 against Chesterfield. Tells you everything about division. There's no damn right to win any game you go out and play. Northampton are scrapping for their lives. He's brought in a lot of quality players there. It's a totally different team that the one played down at Sixfields. You know, there's two teams out there. I think sometimes, you know, people just expect you to just roll up. Oh, this will be 3 points. It's not going to happen.
In light of Accrington's victory against Chesterfield, how much of a missed opportunity do you view this then as being?
Well, you know it is, Matt. You know, you don't have to throw that question at me, because you know it is. That's a fact. The positive side of it is we aren't lost. There's not a lot of positives from today. From my point of view, I feel probably the most disappointed I've felt in the 19 games, because we had opportunities to win that game. There was factors there which allowed us to win that game, and we haven't.
Take us through the selection process. I know you spoke to us an hour before kickoff, but not everybody would have caught that conversation that we had. You made a couple of changes today. What was the thinking there with both of those?
More offensive. Simple fact, 4-4-2, two wide men. Marcus Williams was absolutely outstanding last week at Newport County. I could have dropped him at left back. I looked at his performance last week. He had an hand in both goals. Decided to leave him there. You know, I'm bringing a quality player in Andy Dawson, who's played at the top level, played in the Premiership. You know, he has that quality. He's got the quality on the ball. He showed that with his delivery for the goal. And obviously, a key for me, he's done very, very well. He made a massive impact when he entered the pitch last week. The two previous home games, he's been outstanding. That's my thought process.
OK, thanks for sharing that with us. What about the way the game unfolded then from the first whistle? What were you thinking, and how did you see it?
Like I said to you before, I just thought we were a bit laboured in his movement. Didn't move the ball quickly enough. But it's a 90-minute game, not a 45-minute game. I spoke to the players at half-time and said, disappointed with a few aspects. We spoke about that. But end of the day, it now becomes a 45-minute game. We can't affect what's happened in the first 45, but we certainly can affect the next 45. I want us to be more offensive. I want us to get the ball forward a little bit earlier, down the sides. Can we get throw-ins? Can we get free kicks? Can we get corners? Can we create pressure? We're kicking towards the home fans. We always play better going that way. I think we did that. You know, we did that superbly well, and then scored a goal. 1-0 up, and then it's just managing you know, those next periods.
Yeah. Well, why was it laboured at times today?
Hard to say. Again, two teams out there. You know, again, people think you just, there's just you on the pitch. There's two sides out there. There's a Northampton team out there that are fighting for their lives. You know, we've been there ourselves in the last few years. Everybody, all the supporters know what that's like and how that feels, and it's not nice. We're at the business end of the season. We're at the top end of the table. A little bit of nerves. And credit to Northampton. Like I said before, there's two teams out there. They've brought in some quality players. You look at the three strikers they brought in. You know, Marquis, the boy from Millwall. They've got Sinclair, the boy from Crawley. And Connell from Bradford. All playing at a higher level. So it's always going to be difficult.
You talk about fight from them today. Did your team show enough promotion fight in that performance?
I know that's a very good question, Matt, to be honest. A bit disappointed with your question there, but I'll answer it. Yeah, of course we showed fight. Of course we got fire in his belly. I've got a fantastic group of players out there that want to work hard. Sometimes, Matt, it happens. You're working with human beings. Sometimes it doesn't quite happen. We don't know why. You can't put your finger on it. But I certainly thought we showed a good response second half, played on the front foot and played with drive and determination.
That's fair enough. What about your response now, looking to Tuesday's game with Southend? What sort of response are you expecting from everybody?
Again, difficult question. Response. We're 19 games unbeaten, so...
I know,
you know, I'm not really looking for a response as in the way we go about as business. I'm looking for probably a better first half performance than today. I'm not looking for a response in a way, because the response I've had from the players over this period since November has been magnificent. The response I've had has been unbelievable. We've got 19 games, we just equal the club record, so I ain't looking for no response.
Okay, so in all honesty, was your performance today good enough then, in your view? If it was, it was. I'm just interested to get your views on that.
I just told you the first half performance wasn't good enough, Matt.
Okay.
So you don't even... You've asked me that three times now.
So that's why I was talking about a response off the back of that, really.
Well, I just sort of spoke to you there and said the first half performance
wasn't
good enough, but we're 0-0. We're not 3-0 down, we're not 2-0 down, we're 0-0. It's a 90-minute game. You don't always get it your own way out there in a football match. There's always two teams out there. But what I did get is a reaction second half to how we wanted to play differently, how we wanted to play on the front foot, how we wanted to turn them round and create opportunities. We've got our noses in front, but not seeing the game out.
Gary McSheffrey was missing from the squad today. Is he going to be available, do you think, for Tuesday?
Hope so. Again, he's not trained for 10 days, so... He was sort of edging towards wanting to be involved today, and I've made the decision to pull him out. You know, he did some light training yesterday for me. That's not enough. He's been out 10 days now. Can't take the risk. We did that last week and it backfired. I certainly wasn't taking that chance again today.
Any other injuries out of today?
No, the lads are just disappointed from today, and rightly so. We're not going to hide away from those facts that we're disappointed. But like I say, 11-10, the only way for me... They were going to create an opportunity was from a set play. That's what happened. We didn't move the ball quickly enough after that against the 10. They sat deep. I would have done exactly the same as what Chris did. You know, they went from a 4-4-2 to then a 4-4-1 and just played the lone striker and made it difficult for us. And I would have done exactly that.